This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9. There's a doctor in the house.
We do have a doctor in the house. We're going to be talking about, for starters, awkward situations. We're all going to have a bit of a rant. Please do join us.
Yes,
and then, yes, we have our very own doctor, which is so exciting. So are we going to be doing a ask the doc about my weird rash section?
We've got Dr. Rob in the house, and he'll be coming up. So if you've got a weird thing that you want to ask a doctor, this is your chance. Get it aired on radio. Why not?
Yeah, it's the best place to really discuss your medical conditions, I think, is a live radio
show. On the radio, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely nothing wrong with that at all.
Have your embarrassing body moments aired on air.
Do you have a weird rash, a strange cough, an odd mole?
Maybe you have all of those things.
Maybe
you've got a desire to eat styrofoam or ice. You know,
I like
anything.
That. I'm all about a combo move as well.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Lots of great...
Styrofoam. Oh. It's a thing.
Luke, Mark and SJ and Dr. Rob with us this morning.
Good morning. Doctor's in the house.
I've got a text message that's coming from Patrick saying that he, and thank you for using your name, Patrick. That's very nice of you, to be honest about this. But he says he's got a weird mark on his chest that sort of looks like it's ringworm, but it's definitely not ringworm.
Okay.
How does he know?
Well, he's obviously gone to the doctor and the doctor's kind of gone, it's not ringworm.
Isn't ringworm a dog thing?
I was going to say, that sounds a bit weird because if it looks like ringworm, if it looks like a dog and it barks like a dog, it is a dog.
It is a
dog.
Well, okay, so let's say it's not ringworm.
Okay.
What is it? Hypothetically.
Oh, I don't know. Well, that's the sort of thing you'd want to sort of have a look at and maybe do like a
test
biopsy
on it?
Test.
Yeah, because would it be, test. Okay, because I'm just like, you know, I'm obviously Google MD here. Would it be bacterial shingles, for example?
No. Bacterial, well, hold on a minute. Shingles isn't bacterial.
But can you not get bacterial shingles? Is there not a type of shingles that is bacterial?
No.
I have been lied to.
I think you can get an infection in shingles. You can get a bacterial infection of shingles. But shingles itself is
viral.
It's what you get when you've had chickenpox as a kid and then you get stressed. It's a bit like herpes in the body, if you like. You get chickenpox as a kid, you get run down and really sick, and then you get this nasty blistering rash
on
your body.
Would you only get shingles if you've had chickenpox?
Absolutely.
Wow. So if you haven't had chickenpox as a kid, you're less likely to get shingles?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
This is a weird conversation to have for breakfast.
We've got a doctor.
I know, but like bacterial shingles, that was so specifically went there.
I know. Okay. It's like, I am taking the internet away from you.
Okay, so Mark, you've got something to share.
Well, look.
Go for it.
I've been forced to do this, by the way, but
yep.
I actually have been very sick lately. Unfortunately, I came down with a case of cytomegalovirus.
Sounds sexy.
Well, unfortunately, it is quite sexy because it's a sexual bond disease. I got it doing the nasty. But apparently, it's very common in the gay scene. A lot of people don't even know they have it because they don't present with symptoms.
Now, this is why I may sound really mean, but I'm saying we're almost doing a public service announcement here.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that you went through hell for because people didn't know what it was. So it seemed way worse in your mind because no one could diagnose you.
Well, the whole thing was the only way you can diagnose it, I believe, doctor, is by a blood test.
Yeah, you do a blood test and look to see if there's some markers in the bloodstream that tell you that you've had it.
Yeah.
So basically, the problem I had was also I presented with all these symptoms. I went in. The first thing my doctor said was, oh, my God, you've got tuberculosis.
Yeah, see, that's terrifying.
And I went, and I actually said to her, who gets TB these days? No one gets TB. But apparently they do.
They do indeed. But it's really uncommon. No, goodness. I mean, it's usually in people who have been travelling.
Yeah.
So if you've been to sort of third world countries and things like that,
your immune system's really low.
Particularly if you're hanging around sort of different places, you know, people who go and do aid work or go and do some sort of very rural stuff, they can end up with TB. But also if you've got family who are living abroad, particularly sort of people from culturally and ethnically diverse backgrounds. Oh. Yeah. If they've got family who are there coming from an endemic area and they come back. Come over to visit, they can bring TB into the country, and then that's how you can get infected.
Okay, well, so you didn't have TB, though. So you had blah, 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 blah.
I had, well, it's commonly known as CMV.
CMV, okay. And what were your symptoms? If anyone's listening and freaking out going, oh, my God.
Well, the first thing I had was night sweats, which is, unfortunately, it's also a symptom of HIV conversion as well. I was on PrEP, so I didn't really come into play. But night sweats, really, it's like glandular fever. You get really tired. I couldn't put dishes in the dishwasher without having to stop and lie down. It was like I got so drained, and apparently I did have the symptoms really badly.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like a cold. You get a little bit of a sore throat, night sweats, fever.
Yep.
Hot and
sounds
cold
like malaria.
But look, the whole thing is the symptoms are very common for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so the only way to do it is via, because it was TB, there. Little did I know, because I actually got sent to a gastroenterologist because my doctor was really worried, and she, without telling me, thought I had lymphoma.
See, this is a public service announcement. If you've got the same symptoms as Mark, just get a blood test because it's highly dealable. It's a virus. It goes away.
It goes away. I mean, it took about 6 weeks, but I'm fine now. Yeah. And it's like, it really was. And it's not CMV's not contagious like glandular fever.
So text in if you've got any issues for the doc. Otherwise, in this next section, I'm going to have a rant about the things we don't like about doctors.
Okay.
You're on Joy 94.9 with the Brekkie Bears and their Goldilocks SJ, and we're joined by Dr. Rob, who's a radio trainee. Oh, I was going to say taste of radio person in training, and I completely messed that up. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, how are you finding the course, by the way?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's really interesting, and I'm just enjoying sort of the whole learning about the dynamics, how the radio studio works, how the whole operation works, as well as sort of thinking about radio. You know, I've never really thought about how radio is put together.
And there's so much that goes into it.
It's amazing. And
we make it sound easy.
Oh, yeah, you do. But but it's just the way you sort of construct a radio and how you think about the writing and the presentation. Mm. It's brilliant. I'm loving it.
And then you realise that what you're saying on air is only half of the thing, because then you've got to press all the buttons and make sure your timings are right.
Absolutely.
And,
that's kind of a funky thing as well, because it's like this.
That's why we've got Luke. System.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we let Luke do all
Luke's
that.
Luke's our button pusher.
He's very good.
Now, Dr. Rob, we've got a text message in about you.
Yes, this is from Mick, who says, no rashes or fevers or unexplained bumps or peculiar tics. Is the doc single?
You do have a lovely sounding voice.
Oh, thank you.
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay!
Girl.
Exciting. Are you on the market?
Oh, very definitely.
Ooh. Excellent.
There is a prostate exam in your future.
Congratulations, Mick.
I have skills.
Now, okay, we're going down a dark path now, Doctor.
Yes.
I'm sure that there are loads of things that people want to know about the things that doctors do which irritate us, right?
Okay.
Okay, can I go first?
Go.
My pet peeve.
Okay, right. I'm waiting for this.
Okay. When doctors phone you and there is nothing wrong with you, but they still make you go in to receive your results.
Oh.
It is awful because you think you're dying. You're convinced you're dying. I'm like, I've got cancer. That's
but surely it. You can, can't you give, if there's nothing wrong with you, you can say that over the phone, can't you?
Well, I would, actually. I mean, I'm always very sceptical about that. I wonder the motivation behind actually making somebody come in for a normal result.
Do you think it's just the person is really sadistic and likes to see people suffer?
Can I plead the fifth on that one, actually? I have my opinions, but I don't want to.
I think they want the money.
The money from the visa, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
So mean.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think, you know, if you've got... there are some things that you actually need to follow up. You know, if I'm really worried about you, I'm going to make you come back.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a routine check of blood tests, I'm not going to make you come back.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And I don't... You know, there are plenty of people out there who are sick who need to see me. Why would I make you, who is normal, come back? Unless, of course, I suppose I want to make my life easier. But then again, that's really kind of
so mean. I reckon. So it's basically just bad doctors do that.
Oh, I can't say that.
As a rhetorical lawyer question, so yes. I'm going to say that bad doctors do that. And we'll move on.
You can say that.
If there's nothing wrong with you, they shouldn't really get you back in.
I mean, I have to say I agree with that. I mean, I think the whole phoning somebody up... I just get what you say about if a doctor phones you,
It's terrifying anyway.
What about if it's a letter? If they send a letter saying, come and get your results.
That's even worse.
That's probably fine then, right? It wouldn't be serious if it's a letter because you get lost in the mail.
Why wouldn't they just give you the results in the letter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then if there's something to discuss, then you've got to do that face to face. You can't really discuss important things over the phone.
But if it's a letter, it wouldn't be serious, right? Because it was serious, it'd be like, hey, come back. Like, no. Calling you, come in, you know?
Yeah.
But letters, like, well, you know, can't be that bad.
Yeah. I'm always convinced there's something wrong with me, though. Like, I avoid doctors like the plague because I'm just like, if I go in, they'll test me for something and I'll magically have something. Whereas I think, like, mentally, I'm healthy as an ox as long as I just don't see doctors. Then I'm fine.
And then you'll go on the internet and then you'll think, well, there's really something wrong with you.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears. On Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.